But first, as families in Orlando were preparing to bury the first victims of the mass shooting, the president spoke today of grief beyond description. Many in the community are mourning for sons, daughters, family, and friends who were just in their 20s and 30s. We spent much of this past day listening to what survivors and members of the community had to say. William Brangham has the story.
The president's and vice president's visit today comes as the people of Orlando are finding different ways of coping and trying to recover from this massacre.
I think it means a lot. It shows that, you know, the nation's watching. I think that's the idealism at that point, that, you know, that he's taken time, the president's taken time to let everybody know that, hey, he's, you know, he feels for them and is watching them.
But for others, especially those who witnessed the attack firsthand inside the Pulse nightclub, ceremonies and visits can only do so much. Jeanette McCoy drove to the club Saturday night and was inside with her friends Jillian Amador and Evans Carinard when the shooting began. Another friend shielded McCoy, taking a gunshot to the back and allowing her to escape. She says her grief has made it hard to sleep.
We lost so many people. We lost a part of us. People don't realize. There's people who were dead, but the ones that survived, we can't hold a service for our heads.
Carinard can't shake the images of what he saw as he escaped from the club.
I could hear people moaning and I could hear people screaming for help.
When they came and got us, I had to physically walk by bodies. We had to walk by the dead bodies that were just where we were standing.
McCoy told us today she believes the police waited too long to rush in, which she says allowed it to become a hostage situation.
Through all of this that's going on, the gunshots did not stop. They just didn't stop. I'm still yelling at the cops and telling them it made no sense. I said, it's one individual in there. How is it there that there's hundreds of cops out here and no one is going in?
But others believe officials did the best they could, and now is the time to focus on the future. Don Price is helping the city of Orlando establish a permanent memorial here in Greenwood Cemetery. The city is offering free burial plots for any of the victims.
A lot of these victims are not staying in Orlando. They're being sent home to Puerto Rico. They're going to Mexico. They're going to Dominican Republic. They're going to New Jersey. They're going all around. Their friends and their family base is still here in Orlando. So we need a place that the community can come and grieve.